Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Praise God. You know, you're not in an atmosphere right now that is very real. It's pregnant. You don't get to be under anointings like this very often, where the Holy Spirit can be so tangible that you can almost reach out and feel like you can move the air and there's substance in the air. While I was sitting there, I heard twice, you know. And I think it's important when the Holy Spirit speaks to you twice that you want to say what he's saying. And what he's saying was what Paul said. He said, Demas has forsaken me, loving this present world. And he said it to me twice. And I just feel like the love of God is so real right here, right now. And what he's given me to talk about just goes with this. And it can be a couple parts. And I don't want to get in the way of what God wants to do. But Jesus can do a quick work tonight. Because if you let him, your heart's already prepared. You know he's tangible. You know he's here. We don't have to preach and get you emotionally excited. You just need to give up. You just need to realize where you're at. You just need to realize that you've been running after the world. You've fallen in love with the world again. And that's enmity with God. You can't serve two masters, because you're going to love the one and you're going to hate the other. And Jesus said, I'm the first and the last. And the thing is, he's either first or he's last. Well, Jesus, I'm sorry to tell you, there's no in between. He doesn't do in betweens. You know, he wants 100%, because he gave you 100%, right? And it's when you get in that 100%, that's when things begin to roll. That's when walls come down. That's when breakthrough happens. That's when the ripple effect in your life is so real that when God does something for you, it's not just for you. It hits everybody around you. You talk about it. You ever had a miracle that God did something financially, you testify, and then all of a sudden, like domino effects, people around you begin to get the same thing. And it raises the awareness of how awesome our God is. Because he is awesome, but he needs a couple of us to just let go and come back. You know, I feel like this. It's like Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, loving this present world. Now send John Mark. Do you know why? Because somebody is losing your position if you don't come back to him. You know, it can be about first love, but it can also be about your ministry and your destiny. That you're the fork of the road, and it's love. It's like, this isn't spank you time. It's just let the love of God, the absolute hot lava love of Jesus, get on you and burn off all the ropes again. Do you know when that lava, have you ever seen it? It flows through a force. It just takes everything out. How would you like to have a clean slate tonight? Because a lava love got all over you and burned all the stuff off of you that you've been dealing with. Yeah, I just feel like, why don't you come around the altar right now? Why don't we build a fire that's hot enough to burn some stuff off? Because that's what he's calling some of you to do, and you know who you are. We get cold. We stay too far away. We get hooked up with influences that we know we shouldn't be. And you stay long enough away and the fire in you dwindles down so much, and the enemy just keeps wrapping you up till you're almost paralyzed. But I tell you what, Jesus can be so real that nothing can overcome his love. You know, like the man of Gadara, the Bible said they chained him up. He was naked. They had to put him in a cave. But when Jesus hit the shore, he broke all the chains and came down and worshiped. There's nothing that can keep you from worshiping him. It's the most powerful thing in the world. And the Bible says he was immediate. He was in his own mind and he was clothed. I don't know how it happened, but in a second. I mean, how many months has he been howling? How many months has he been crying out? And he's been crying out for somebody to break these chains Somebody's got to know what I'm going through. I'm naked, I'm hungry, I'm alone. And he's just waiting for Jesus to show up on his shore. And this is his destiny. You know what? He makes a request. He says, Lord, I just want to follow you now. This is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. I'm free. I've lived a whole life being down. I've lived a whole life being full of things that control me. And I can't even do what I want to do. And Jesus says, your experience is so real, you can't follow me. You got to go back to your people in your city, and you got to witness how real this is. Because there's a whole bunch of people where you came from. They're bound just like you are. They're on a road to have chains on them just like you did. They're going to be in the same prison. They're going to be in a cave pretty soon. Unless somebody goes back and tells them how real I am. Oh, Jesus. I pray for your absolute love. Absolute. See, we live in a day right now where there are no moral absolutes. The compass is spinning. We don't know which way is north and south. We live in it's almost like the spirit of relativity. You can do whatever you want. It's okay, but it's not. And you need to find your compass. Jesus is the bright and shining morning star. When you get done with your night season and you look up, he's the brightest star that shines, and he'll give you direction all over again. Oh my God. Jesus, I ask you by the hammer of the Word of God that you'd break every rock, you'd break everything by the fire of the living God, that you'd just fall on us, just burn off. See, some of you have been to trials that you don't understand. And it's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you're in a place, that Bible says that they heated that up 7 times hotter than it was supposed to be. It wasn't to melt gold anymore, it was to kill you. And they throw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and even the guards got killed by the flames at the doorway. And the king looks in. He says, didn't we throw 3 in there? Don't you? I don't care about the fire as long as Jesus is there, right? Come on. The fire's the best place to be if Jesus is there. I'm telling you, there's a fire up here if somebody wants to just come in and get in the fire. Because sometimes he's watching you to move. He just wants to see some movement. You take 1 step, he'll take 2 steps, right? Come on. That's all it takes. And I'm not saying you got to come and bow, but you have to move. You got to do something. You got to make an attempt to hear his voice. You got to make a choice. Because heaven is marking people right now. Do you realize that? He's looking for intercessors, and there's an inkhorn, believe me, in the end day. He's marking intercessors. He's marking. Every time you witness, there's an angel recording every word you witness. I'm telling you, every knee bowed, everyone that makes a move tonight, I tell you, I know it's recorded in heaven. I know that God of the angel armies will back you. Praise God. Jesus, I just ask you to release angels on behalf of all those that move with you. I ask you to bring out the inkhorn and mark us in the middle of our forehead. Put a mark on us that the enemy can't wipe off. In Jesus' name. Father, for everybody that comes up, let there be a wall of fire that they walk through, that no demon can follow them into this realm with you. That everything has to fall off of them that they were struggling with. Lord, I declare victory in Jesus' name. I declare victory over mindset. I declare victory over struggles and things that have kept them back, even generationally, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I declare you're coming out. I declare that there is no demons up here. You're going to be in that position. You're going to be in that place with God. You're going to be in that ministry. He's going to use you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. just cast their crowns to you tonight. Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Great I Am, El Shaddai, Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you. Just worship you, Jesus. Lord, break every band tonight. Let your fire be so intense that it burns off to you. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. It burned off all the ropes. Praise God. You're going to feel freedom tonight like you never felt. You know what? And he's going to increase your value. And people are going to see you like the king saw them. And he said, who is like their God? Praise God. Because it will be evident to people around you that there's been a change. Something you had on you is off of you right now. Do you realize that? Praise God. You're walking in things that you never walked in. Do you realize that? You're hearing things you never heard before. Do you realize that? I'm telling you, there's a place, there's a mark in heaven. There's a time and a chance for all things. You don't want to miss your time. You don't want to miss your chance. Promotion comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the east or the west. But it comes in a night like this when you take a chance on God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Praise God. Increase our measure tonight. Lord, there's something in us we just want to break out. There's something in us we just want to erupt with praise. There's something in us we want to tear the veil and come and be where you are. There's something in us that wants to be full of vision to see Jesus and be changed from glory to glory, even into your image. Praise God. There's something in us that wants to become the new man in Christ Jesus. Praise God. That's reaching for that high calling in Christ, in Jesus' name, that is attainable because you were the Son of Man and you showed us the prototype of what we could be. Praise God. Praise God. Where are the new Peters and the new Johns? Where's the new Pauls? It happens in a time like this when he sows a seed of deliverance in your life and you walk in it and you begin to grow in him and God sees your hunger and he begins to feed you, and then before you know it, you're not even the person you used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give that man 10 cities. He's looking at your stewardship. Praise God. I think the man of Gadara was sent back to Decapolis. It means 10. How do you go from being demon-possessed to having authority over 10 cities? That's how good Jesus is. Hallelujah. Don't you think at the end of the age, there's crazy stuff going on? Don't you think he's wanting to pass out some power to his people? Don't you think he's looking for his bride? Bob, when I was sitting over there, the Lord reminded me of something. Long time ago, I was at the camp and I was meeting people about a house. And you guys are having another meeting in that room by the kitchen. And the Lord said, I have these people as friends of the bridegroom. He just reminded me your identity is friends of the bridegroom. See, this is a place where the bride can come and she can rest. And she can know that people are going to help her prepare for the coming of the king, the coming of the bridegroom. So Lord, I just thank you that there's blood in this place to wash your garments. There's things in here that will take wrinkles out of your garment. Praise God. You know where wrinkles are from? They're from sitting too long. Right? Where do you get wrinkles? He's wanting his bride to get up and start doing something. That's where you don't get wrinkles anymore. You know where spots come from? That's history. My wife can tell me, I know what you ate today because I got it all over me. That's history, right? He wants to wipe away that history. He wants to give you a garment of righteousness. It's white and shining. I heard a testimony a long time ago. This preacher's wife was in the back room. She's getting dressed. And she was kind of undressed, and an angel showed up, and she tried to cover herself. And the angel said, "I don't see you that way." She said, "What do you see?" She said, "All I see is your white shining garment on you." I know about you, but I need a place where I can go and get cleansed, where Jesus shows up, where the blood of Jesus is real. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't all of you just come up now? Let's just worship a little while and just linger. And I just invite you to come in the presence of God. And if people want to keep praying around the altar, Jesus, you're so good. Let's just sing about his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My day started out really good this morning. I had to take my boys to work at like 5:30. How many of you ever had a dream from the Lord where the Lord wakes you up right when you're ready to wake up so that you remember the dream, right? And you know that's from the Lord. In my dream, I just had to wake up. My son just was coming in to get me, and it was right at the end of the dream. In 2007, 2008, I had a stroke and almost died, and it was pretty traumatic. But since then, I've gone to conference after conference. My friend Brad is here. Man, we went everywhere. I've had the best pray for me. I had Todd White pray for me. You know, I had Randy Clark pray for me. I had Leif Heitland pray for me. I mean, every big name that you thought, man, it should happen right now, I've had them all pray for me. And it gets kind of hard to keep hoping, right? How many of you are hoping for something? It just hasn't happened, but and it's like hope just begins to wane. I don't know if there's a Dwayne here, but hope begins to wane sometimes. But this morning I had a dream just in time before I woke. I was on a blacktop, and there were two guys praying for me. And I think it was at the camp on the asphalt. And as they prayed for me, they said, "Try it out." And I ran. They said, "Try it again. Make sure it's right." I got healed this morning in a dream. You know what? It created hope in me for the first time in a long time. I'm going to run again. Isn't that crazy? And it was at the Voice camp. I know it was there. And it's just like we were taught to pray for people. Try that again. I felt like a little kid when my kids get tennis shoes, you know, when they were little. How fast can you run? Right? Run. Let me see how fast you can you run faster. Right? How high can you jump? I felt like that. Try it again. I'm running to the end of the parking lot. Run back. Try it again. Make sure. Run to the end of the parking lot. I woke up there this morning, and it was a good place to wake up. And right away that my son got me in, man, I just captured that dream, because God knows how to breathe hope into you. Amen? You know, hope deferred makes a heart sick. How many people are sick here? Got sick hearts. You've just been waiting so long. Be honest with God. You know, sometimes we hit our head against the ceiling. Sometimes even when the ceiling's removed, we don't try anymore, because we're still afraid we're going to hit our heads. I just believe God's taken the ceiling away of some people. Do you believe that? I believe you got your ceiling taken away. You're the boldest one to come stand there first. Right? Amen. Praise God. Come up here. I just want to pray for you. Hallelujah. You know, there's something about that boldness that you just don't care what anybody thinks. Because when you know you have a moment, you need to take it. You know, part of the Kairos moment, there's Chronos, which is natural time. And there's Kairos, which is a time that must be apprehended. It's like if you ever seen people cut video, you ever see them snip it, and they insert something there. This is where Jesus inserts something. This is where Jesus steps into your time right now. And he changes things supernaturally. And it's a door that must be forcefully entered in. It's a moving target. And if you don't move, you'll miss it. And you may miss it forever. So, Lord, I just declare over him tonight, never the same. Break down the door in Jesus' name. Open this door in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, never the same. The door is open to you. There's a door of intercession and prayer. There's a new praise, a new song in Jesus' name. There's going to be songs in the night season. There's going to be songs that you wake up in Jesus' name. You need to journal it. You need to capture it as soon as you get up, because there'll be a new song in your spirit, and it's going to be a heavenly song. And it's not going to be your song. It's going to be His song. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Is there anybody else that wants to force through? You want to take advantage of moments? Yeah, I believe there are times when there's a place that's open that you got to force yourself into. You got to know when the gifts are flowing and I'm at a place, you better believe I want to be in line. I want some of that, because when Jesus breaks out, it changes the atmosphere. It's the best place. You never want to be anywhere else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. That's it. I just hear, here am I. Here am I, Lord, send me. I think that's what he's hearing from you, like Isaiah. Like Isaiah, he sees you. He sees you. There's a sending. He's going to send you. In Jesus' name, Father, we break off every rope, every tie, everything that's held him to the past, every shame, everything the enemy has discredited him. I just hear that. Every discredit that the enemy has put there, it's going to be wiped away in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just ask you to just take it now. Just take it now. I just declare victory. I just declare new season. New season. Oh, hallelujah. Sing your fire. Just come and cleanse your blood. Apply the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, it is. Your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. I want you to keep singing yes. And if you could, I just want you to start praying for each other. I want you to lay hands on each other and begin to pray. God is in the room. The same Holy Spirit lives in you. Would you guys just stand, even if you're sitting out there, just stand and begin to pray for each other. Just go ahead. Just lay hands on folks. Begin to pray. Just begin to bless them. Bless them in the yes, that God is speaking yes to us. If you feel led to go to someone, go ahead. Just pray yes. If there's a big question in you, give God a moment, a time to answer the question. We want to hear your voice, Jesus. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your heart. Yes, God. I really do believe that if you will come in agreement with breaking strongholds that the enemy has handed down from generations into your life, that if you say yes to the Lord, that he will break that and he will begin to heal you. He will begin to change you. You won't be in bondage to lust or just complete, absolute selfishness. It's all about you. God will break that and you'll begin to give. You'll begin to love and you'll begin to experience a joy that you've never felt before. It's real. It's real.
Yes, 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 yes.
You think of the years that Jesus only had 12 that he trained up, and then there ended up being about 70 that began to go out. And he didn't have any of the access that we have now, and the Holy Spirit moved in the power of God. You can't deny who he is. And some of you have maybe never heard this before, but Jesus is coming back to rule and reign and to set up his kingdom. If you read Revelation 19, it speaks about him coming and setting things up here. That he will wipe away all unrighteousness. That he will, why do you think so much is happening around Jerusalem? Because he will come back and set up his kingdom from Jerusalem here in the earth for all eternity. You don't die to go float on a cloud and play a harp. You die to be with him, and then he comes back. Really, your spirit never dies, and he comes back to rule and reign. And because of the yes in your heart, you will rule and reign with him for all eternity. If you don't know Jesus tonight, and you really want to know him, I want you to come forward and ask one of us, and we would be glad to just lead you in a simple prayer of the power of the simplistic gospel that Jesus died for us. He rose from the grave. He resurrected. He took all of our sin upon himself, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's alive. He's the only resurrected body in heaven, and he's coming back. And this is the Jesus that you guys don't know much about, probably. He's coming back, and when he comes back, he's going to destroy the harlot system, the religious harlot system, the religion of self. He's going to destroy it. And he's going to destroy every king on the earth. Jesus, the lover of our soul, is coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, a warrior, to take his rightful place. This is truth. This is truth. So I just want you to, again, they're going to start singing yes again. And I just want you to say yes to what he has for you. That today is a day of breakthrough. Today is a day of freedom. And all you have to do is ask. In the name of Jesus, all you have to do is ask. God wants to free you from pretending to be a Christian. God wants to free you from pretending that you're walking in the Spirit and you're living for God. He wants to free you from that pretending. He wants to free you from going places where you satisfy your flesh. He wants to free you from that. No more pretending. He's calling us all into that place with love. With that hot love that Brian was speaking about. He will not condemn you. He will fill you with hope. He will radically begin to change people around you. Jesus is the answer for our nation. No Republican or Democratic party is an answer for our nation. Jesus is the answer for our nation. That is it, across the board. Don't get caught up in that silliness. Live for him. But I guarantee you that everyone in this room tonight won't be able to pretend much longer. God's doing something. He's marking you. He's calling you back. And those that come back, welcome them, love on them. In Hebrews, it says it's really hard when a man falls away from the faith and goes into a deep, dark place. It's really hard for that man or woman to come back. But with the yes in their heart and with the body of Christ around them, it could happen. Nobody has a better plan for your life than God. Don't pretend to worship. Don't pretend to lead worship. 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 See, what happened tonight is that God wanted to assault disbelief and doubt in your life. He wanted to come against it in a powerful way and cause your faith once again to begin to arise, for hope to arise within you. You guys are overcomers. You're the beloved ones. You're called by Him. Let me just say this in closing, and we're just going to release you. Let me say this in closing. Let His love begin to mold who you are right now. Go out from this place and begin to just say, yes, 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 Lord. Jesus is the healer. He's the wonderful counselor. Go out from this place renewed, filled with hope. God's raising up an army of believers, men and women, young and old. All I can tell you, this was a great night in Him. It's a beautiful time of the body of Christ from different churches, different backgrounds, coming in this place and worshiping one Lord, Jesus, the King of Glory. Thank you, God. I can tell you pretty much where all our sin and our strongholds come from. Selfishness. And we give in and we open up a door to Him and He says, let me have at it. Shut the door tonight. Become selfless. Begin to give yourself away. Lord, I just ask for Your blessing, for Your Spirit to keep moving on us. I ask, God, for a release of those that are going to be leaving, just that You keep ministering here. Thank You for Your presence, for Your freedom, for You speaking to my heart, to our hearts. I thank You for the freedom that was up here in worship, the freedom, the boldness, and Your people. Bless them tonight. Let them know how much You love them. Affirm them. Strengthen them. Give them courage in this hour. Give them dreams. Wake them up with Your heart. We thank You for freedom. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. May the peace of the Lord be on you. Stay on you.